you know, some of it's decision making. You know, throwing the one throwing the ball to the middle. You know, it was traffic jam in there. Other ones, you got to just keep on throwing. You know, you throw a quarterback, you can't worry about, or you're a quarterback, you can't worry about throwing interceptions on some of them. I mean, the last touchdown pass to Joe Fourier, you know, the guy sort of underneath of him, and, you know, those are the plays we can make also. But that certainly affected us the last couple games, and it's also affected us in this game. There were a couple scoring opportunities that we weren't able to take advantage of because of turnovers. I don't think so. I thought he was moving pretty good. I mean, he was playing tough. He was playing physical. I thought he was making a difference in the game. One time he came out, his shoe came off, and it took a while to get that thing back on. I think that was the only time, and we were moving, you know, shuttling him and Joyc sort of the same way that we normally do. I don't think there was any other time that he came out. I mean, there was a couple legs like, shaken up and got right back in. Our emotions aren't important right now. I mean, we have two games to play. We're one down in our division. So I think that's the most important thing for us to keep in mind at this point. This was a setback, no question, because like you said, we did control our destiny until tonight. Now we got to get some help from somebody. Chicago and Green Bay play each other last game of the season. So one of those teams is going to get a loss. And, you know, we got two to play. We go and get two wins, we'll let everybody else sort it out. But we got to be resilient enough to bounce back from it. This was a tough loss for us. It was a tough football team that we played. We didn't play well enough to win. They did. You know, that field goal kicker made, what, six field goals, including a 60-plus yarder at the end. I mean, it's, you know, we just need to move on from it and go get two wins. Yeah, I think there's a lot of different things that go along with it. You know, I think part of it is you can trace some of it to inefficiency on early downs. We had some times in there where we put ourselves behind the chains on first down. When we play well, we're moving on first and second down. Where we get a lot of first downs without getting the third down. And we got to a lot of third downs and kept having to drive the football. And when you do that, there's going to be things that come up. We've had some balls get tipped. I don't think any of them in this game. The one was a ricochet off a guy that ended up making a play. Bottom line is turnovers have hurt us. And, you know, the other side of that is we weren't able to get any on defense. We had a big play where we knocked the ball out, got a sack and knocked that ball out and went right to their guy. Their guy was able to fall on it. You know, that could have been a difference maker there also. If we fall on that ball, we're already in field goal range. And, there's going to be times you're not going to play a whole season without turning the ball over, but you got to balance it with being able to get defensive takeaways. And when we played well this year, we've gotten defensive takeaways. You know, we kept them out of the end zone today, but they ended up scoring 18 points because they got too many shots down in there, and we didn't turn any of those drives away with turnovers. Now, the Ravens finished last year losing 4 or 5. I mean, there's plenty of examples to be able to look to throughout the league. I like the character of our team. I like the toughness of our team, and I like our quarterback. Our quarterback will bounce back. He's going to play great over these next two games.
Did he look off to you today?
What's that?
Did Stafford look off?
I don't know. I don't know that he looked off. He didn't play his best. There were a couple times I thought, a couple times that, you know, he can make some better throws in there. But, you know, I mean, that's probably any quarterback in the league you can say that about.
The decision to conserve the timeouts at the end before the
61-yard,
was that expecting them to go fourth down?
Yeah, we're sitting there waiting for it. And if they went for it on fourth down, last thing you want to do is give them more time in that situation. But even with 38 seconds, with all three timeouts and only needing a field goal, you got a chance to get you know, five plays in there, or maybe even six plays, get out of bounds, bang time out, stuff like that. With the ball on the 20-yard line, you know, I thought we still had a chance right there. You know, but that was consideration. It was, at first they put their offense out, looked like they were going to go for it, and then they reconsidered and went to the field goal right there. But you know, at that point, you know, I don't know if you know, would have made a difference, but you know, we were thinking about that at the end of the game. Yeah, and when he first hit, I mean, the guy's a great field goal kicker, obviously, and he had made a longer one early, and our rush had been good today. I thought our rush had come close a couple times, you know, and when he hit it, I didn't think he hit it. I thought he blocked it out to the right a little bit, but it ended up going through, and then you just move on. You get the kickoff team ready. We weren't going to bring it out as long as it was in the end zone, try to conserve time there, and try to make a couple plays on offense. We've done that this year. We didn't do it today. I mean, I don't know Calvin Johnson or Stafford to be jittery. I mean, it falls into, they're human beings. I mean, as much as we say Megatron and things like that, I mean, you know, there's still a human element to this game, and you know, you're not going to catch every single one. Every single pass isn't going to be perfect. We didn't play perfect in any phase of the game. No team ever does. But we didn't make enough plays to win, and they did.
Couple more.
Yeah, you know, I thought Jonte stepped up and did some good things early in the game. We gave up a couple chunks in there, you know, and had a couple penalties, but we found a way to get them stopped on the drive, held them to field goals. Generally, that's a pretty good formula. It wasn't today when they kept on making field goals, including a couple longer ones. Like I said, you know, the only thing you really judge yourself on is a win or a loss, and we didn't play well enough to win today, so that would include the corners.
There's going to be a lot of speculation about your job security over the next 2 weeks. How do you approach that?
Yeah, the only assurance we need is we have two games to play, and we're one down in our division. And, I mean, that's the only thing we need to worry about. That's the only thing that we need to concern ourselves with right now. Need to find a way to come back with a win against the Giants, go on the road, beat the Vikings, and then, like I said, let everything else, let the dust settle, and see where that takes us.